This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Thanks for joining us for this episode of LabCast. We're changing things up a little bit this week in anticipation for some very exciting news OpenView will be announcing around Joe Polizzi, founder of Content Marketing Institute and Junta 42, next week. So to tease that up a little bit, we are going to be sharing with you an interview OpenView recorded featuring Joe and Ann Hanley, Chief Content Officer of Marketing Profs, for the release of Chief Content Officer magazine. We hope you enjoy it. This is an OpenView Labs exclusive for Chief Content Officer magazine.
Hello, this is Joe Polizzi with Junta 42 and the Content Marketing Institute. I am overjoyed to have Ann Hanley, Chief Content Officer for Marketing Profs and co-author of the new book, Content Rules, coming out. Ann, so happy to have you here today.
I am thrilled to be here, Joe. Thank you.
So this is our inaugural issue of Chief Content Officer, and we felt
awesome. We felt
that we had to have the, as far as we can tell, the first person that I know of to have the title of Chief Content Officer.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm the first person that I know of as well to have the title of Chief Content Officer. So I'll go out on a limb here and say I'm the first person not only in the U.S., but in the world and in the galaxy.
And if there are other ones, we really don't care about them. That's really what we're talking about, right? So, I mean, I came along later because my title was Chief Content Officer in 2007. I thought I was one of the first ones, and then I found out about you, and I was a little disappointed. But
right
here we are.
Right, I know. Well, I mean, so I've had this title since 2002, I think it's been since 2002. I've been Chief Content Officer. And, you know, honestly, for the longest time, the feedback I got was, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
That makes no sense. What's a Chief Content Officer?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into that. And I guess I would put a sidebar here and say, if anybody had the title Chief Content Officer before 2002, we're going to get them a T-shirt. Mm. So just let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Contact us at the magazine, and we'll take care of you. So you bring up Chief Content Officer, like what that means. You get a lot of questions. I got the same questions. Not as much anymore.
Right.
But what does it take? I mean, we know that this is a growing area. You have Chief Content Officers being named in companies in different industries throughout
right.
the world. What does it take to be a Chief Content Officer?
Right. So that's a great question. Just as an aside, though, I mean, I've had this title for so long that people used to actually say to me, what does it mean to be a Chief Content Officer? Does that mean that, you know, you take care of employees' happiness? Are you in charge of...
You're the Chief Happiness. I like
I'm the
that.
Chief
You're the
officer,
and
right.
that's actually a good... You're
right.
the Chief Happiness
Exactly.
Officer.
So I guess, you know, the way that I think about Chief Content Officer, just, you know, as a job and kind of as a key person on the team, is that it's really the person who equates to what would be like an editor-in-chief at a publication. Only now, you know, like for a lot of reasons, there's more and more companies who are publishers, who are the media themselves and, you know, putting their story out there. So the Chief Content Officer is really the person who, I think, you know, kind of owns the story in an organization. That's kind of my, you know, my Twitter size definition of it.
So are all marketers publishers today?
They are indeed. They are indeed. All marketers are publishers today.
I know.
Today.
I set you up for that
yeah,
question.
You
know, there's
that
only one. There's only one answer to that question. It is absolutely there is. What are – okay, so we're seeing new Chief Content Officers.
Right.
What's the struggle? Why haven't we seen this happen faster? Because as we know, marketers have been publishers forever, but mm-hmm. Over the last few years with social media, search engine optimization, lead generation tactics, and now everybody's saying, oh, okay, there's this whole thing called content marketing, and
right.
then you got inbound marketing and social media. Why haven't we seen a faster road into the title of Chief Content Officer?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think just for some of the reasons that you mentioned there, I mean, you know, it's true that all of these things are coming together, like social media and SEO and the sort of notion that, you know, just by advertising is not the best way to reach your prospects anymore, that you're really selling your brand short if you're not kind of putting your own message out there and trying to draw people to you to engage them differently. So I think that's, you know, still a relatively new notion, especially in the B2B space. I mean, you know, at least in terms of how people are acting on it. I mean, I think there's this idea that we need to be doing that, but I think it's only more recently that people are really understanding it, you know?
So we're sitting here at OpenView Labs, mm-hmm. which they've really are a great example of a company that's using content marketing.
Right.
So they've have executive support. There's the whole organization is behind it. But in a lot of cases, that's not true. You get a lot of, you know, hitting kind of the glass ceiling of, you know, we don't know if we want to do that. It's tough to measure. Yeah. I'm not used to it. I wasn't trained for this. I don't have the skill set to do it.
Right.
So if you're
right.
talking to a company like that, what, you know, I'm someone that says, I don't know if I buy into this whole thing called content marketing.
Right. I mean, it's a scary thing, right? It's a major shift in how marketers are doing their job. You know, it used to be that they would be pushing their messages out there, that they're trying to entice people to them through more broadcast means. But now the idea being that, you know, you're drawing people to you through the information that you're publishing. And sometimes that word, I think, publishing kind of, you know, stops marketers. It's like, well, I'm not a publisher. You know, I'm in the business of whatever it is. I'm in the business of, you know, making vitamin water or My Little Ponies or something like that. So, you know, just the very notion of that is a little bit frightening. It's like, well, you know, that's not really what we do. But, you know, one of the things that I talk about is a little bit like the idea of becoming a parent. You know, everybody thinks that it's such an awesome idea, right? It's tons of fun and it's tons of... you know, there's a lot of energy behind the idea of becoming a parent. But then, you know, once you sort of get into it, it's like, God, that's a lot of work, you know, and this is going to be forever and ever for the rest of my life. So the way it kind of compares to content marketing is that, you know, it's sort of the same thing. It's a commitment, right? And even through sort of the ugly teenage years and those times when you wish you weren't in this, like you're in it. And so I think those are the reasons that contribute to the fact that there's a lot of companies who are still kind of on the fence. You know, maybe they have a blog, but... you know, the blog doesn't have any comments, or it's all about them, or, you know, there's all kinds of reasons why it's not as good as it could be. The other thing is, you know, just going back to the whole notion of the chief content officer, they don't have anybody who really owns the content in the organization, anybody who really owns the story. And so I think those are some of the reasons why it's just been a little bit slow to being fully embraced by companies.
Well, I think that you brought up a number of great points in that. I guess the one thing is you talk about the campaign mentality. I
right.
think that's what I would sum up that portion of.
Yeah.
It's hard when you launch a content marketing initiative as part of your marketing program, you've created a promise to your customers, right? That you are saying, we understand your needs and we are going to consistently deliver on those needs. That has nothing to do with the campaigns that marketers have been doing for years.
Right. It's not a one and done approach, right? So
and I think it's just the natural. I see. How do you get executives to buy into this when they'll come back and they'll say, "We want ROI. We want ROI." And you're saying, patience, consistency. So what? I'm a CMO,
right?
And I want results right now,
right?
And you're saying, don't throw this content marketing stuff at me because you're saying it takes an investment,
right? Right.
And is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, that is exactly what I'm saying. The other thing is, you know, I think it's good to think of it as my friend Jay Bear says, it's an information annuity, right? It's sort of a gift that keeps on giving. So, you know, on the one hand, it's a lot of work, but on the other side of the coin, it really does pay off dividends. I mean, yes, it is kind of a slower road that you need to go, but I think all those things that you pointed out, you know, being consistent in the way you're delivering, producing engaging stuff, you know, that's the kind of thing that's ultimately going to, you know, really start to convert people and increase the engagement. Mm-hmm. In terms of that ROI question, you know, I think one way that I think chief content officers or, you know, just marketers in an organization can think about it is to really put some goals and objectives around the whole, you know, to wrap the content around specific goals and objectives. You know, don't just go out there with a blog with this sort of, you know, amorphous notion that, you know, well, we've got to be talking to our customers or we've got to start a conversation. I mean, figure out what are your goals, what are your objectives, and tie the content to those specifically.
I think the biggest challenge I've seen in working with companies is they really get excited about this concept because they're like, oh, we can create the best content in our industry and position ourselves as trusted thought leaders. And then it's released. And then you get the salespeople and the real heavy-duty marketers involved, and they say, we're not talking enough about our products and services.
Right, right.
How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the inherent tension, I think, in content marketing, that the companies always want to talk about themselves. And I guess it's actually the inherent tension in marketing, too, because your customers always want to hear, well, what are your products or services going to do for me? So I think that's really where you need to focus your content. And I think that can be a tricky thing. Again, it kind of goes back to the role of the chief content officer. I mean, just in terms of, you know, who do you hire, who's going to own that story, I think that person is the one who really needs to champion this whole notion of talking about how our products and services are helping people, how it's shouldering their burdens, you know, how it's helping them in their jobs, how it's, you know, helping them, you know, run faster and jump higher, to use the old kids commercial, you know. So I think it has to really be focused on your customer, whatever content it is that you're producing.
Be sure to check back next week for that exciting news we talked about, as well as part two of this podcast. Thanks for listening.